Welcome to Talks from the Bible. Psalms 106, verses 10 through 14. And he saved them from the hand of him that hated them, and redeemed them from the hand of the enemy. And the waters covered their enemies. There was not one of them left. Then believed they his words. They sang his praise. They soon forgot his works. They waited not for his counsel, but lusted exceedingly in the wilderness, and tempted God in the desert. God saved them from their enemy. God had redeemed them from the bondage of Egypt. God had delivered them through his grace and his mercy. God delivers us from our enemy. Our enemy is sin. Our adversary is the devil. And God saves us from this enemy. Luke 19, verse 9, we have the story of Jesus and Zacchaeus. Jesus has gone home with Zacchaeus. Those who see this encounter between these two individuals declare that Zacchaeus is a sinner and that Jesus has gone home with one that is a sinner. In the conversation at the house of Zacchaeus, Jesus at verse 9 of Luke 19 said unto him, This day is salvation come to this house, for so much as he also is a son of Abraham. Salvation had come to the house of Zacchaeus. Salvation has come to us through Jesus Christ. Jesus has come so that we can be what we read in Hebrews 1, verse 14, heirs of salvation. We are the heirs of salvation because of Jesus Christ. Because God has saved us from the hand of the one who hates us and has redeemed us from the hand of the enemy. Like Israel of old, we are saved from our enemy, sin. Through Jesus Christ, we have become the heirs of salvation. 1 Timothy 1, verse 15 is a statement made by the Apostle Paul. This is a faithful saying, and worthy of all acceptation, that Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners, of whom I am chief. Paul the Apostle has glanced back over his past life. He sees that he was a blasphemer of Jesus Christ and his church. He was a persecutor of the church of God. He injured the disciples of Jesus Christ. He blasphemed the name of God. And yet, through Jesus Christ, Paul had been saved from the enemy of sin. Jesus Christ, he says, had come into the world to save sinners. And of all the sinners in all the world, Paul saw himself as the chief. He considered the sins that he had committed against God, against Christ, and against the church of God to be grave trespasses. But God had saved him. Jesus had redeemed him. He had indeed been saved from the hand of the enemy. Let us allow God to save us from the hand of the enemy. Let us allow God to deliver us from the one who hates us and the one who desires our destruction. Hebrews 7, verse 25, this statement is made concerning Jesus Christ. Wherefore he is able also to save them to the uttermost that come unto God by him, seeing he ever liveth to make intercession for them. Jesus Christ has the power to save us to the uttermost if we will but come unto him. Salvation from our enemy is available through Jesus Christ. Salvation from the one who hates us has been made possible through Jesus Christ. We must come unto him, and he has the power and the willingness to save us to the uttermost. We are saved completely. We are redeemed utterly. Every trespass and every sin is remitted through the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. Like Israel of old, God saves us from the enemy. Because of this salvation, they praised God. They believed they his works. They sang his praise. They watched the enemy drowned in the sea. They beheld the waters covering their enemies so that not one of them was left. And they praised God. They gave God thanks for this marvelous deliverance, for this great salvation. They praised God and thanked him that they had been delivered from bondage, that they were on the road to freedom. In Luke chapter 17, 10 men who were lepers approached the Lord Jesus Christ. They desire healing from this dreaded disease. From the dreaded disease of sin, we should seek healing. Jesus instructed them to go and show themselves to the priest and offer the sacrifice that the law commanded. As they traveled on their way, having heard this instruction of Jesus and being willing to obey this instruction, they saw that their leprosy was cleansed. Even in their journey, in obedience to the instruction given by Christ, they were cleansed, they were healed, they were made free. Verse 15 of Luke 17 says, "One of them, when he saw that he was healed, turned back and with a loud voice glorified God." Only one who had been saved, who had been delivered, returned to thank Jesus for his act of benevolence, for the loving kindness that had been bestowed upon him. He glorified God. Each day we should glorify God because of the wonderful blessing of salvation that he has bestowed upon us. In Romans chapter 7, the Apostle Paul looks at the conflict of sin. We are all in conflict with sin. We all are assaulted by the devil. There is no respect of persons with Satan. He desires to have all, to control and dominate all. As Paul considers this warfare of sin and his desire to serve the Lord Jesus Christ, he asks this question: "Who shall deliver me from the body of this death?" The Apostle Paul sees sin as a body of death. Many people see sin as pleasure, as something that is to be enjoyed. Many people enjoy living in sin. But the Apostle Paul saw sin as a body of death, and he desired to be delivered. His answer, Romans 7:25, "I thank God through Jesus Christ our Lord." Paul said, "I thank God." 2 Corinthians 9:17, "Thanks be unto God for his unspeakable gift." The gift of salvation, the benevolent loving kindness of Almighty God. Give thanks. Ephesians 3:14, "For this cause I bow my knees unto the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ." Praise him, honor him, glorify him because of the salvation that has come through him. Colossians 1 verse 12, "Giving thanks unto the Father, which hath made us meet to be partakers of the inheritance of the saints in light." Give thanks because we are made partakers of the inheritance of the saints. Give thanks because we have been brought into the light of the Lord Jesus Christ. Those who had been saved and who praised God forgot Him and turned to lust. Verse 13, they soon forgot His works. They waited not for His counsel, but lusted exceedingly in the wilderness and tempted God in the desert. It was not very long before they had forgotten the marvelous deliverance that had been given unto them in grace and love. They turned back to lust. Psalms 106:21, they forgot God, their Savior, which had done great things in Egypt. Oh, God had done great things in Egypt. He had set them free through 10 marvelous plagues brought upon the Egyptians. They had been delivered through the sea by the marvelous act of God. But they forgot Him. They turned back to their lust. Numbers chapter 11, verse 4, the mixed multitude that was among them fell a-lusting. In the wilderness, they began to lust. They followed their passion. They surrendered to their desire. They engaged in sinfulness. Rather than continuing to walk in the light of God, they turned back to sin and transgression, iniquity, and wickedness. They forgot God. We must not forget God. Every day we must remember God. We must remember the salvation that He offers unto us. In 1 Corinthians 10, 5 and 6, Paul recounts the lusting of the Israelites in the wilderness and gives us an exhortation that we are not to follow that same path. But with many of them God was not well pleased, for they were overthrown in the wilderness. Now these things were our examples, to the intent we should not lust after evil things as they also lusted. We are not to lust as they lusted. We are not to forget God, because with them, when they fell to lusting, God was not well pleased. And because of His displeasure, He overthrew them in the wilderness. They suffered the punishment of their iniquity. God does not overlook sin. He will deliver from sin. He will forgive us of sin, but He will not overlook sin. There is a penalty that must be paid for sin. There is a price that we must pay for iniquity. They forgot God, and they fell in the wilderness. They were destroyed through His hand of wrath. Where they had been saved from the enemy, now they were destroyed because they forgot God, and they turned to lust. 1 John 2:16, for all that is in the world, the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life is not of the Father, but is of the world. We are in the world, but we must not be of the world. We live in the world, but we must not allow the world to live in us. We must overcome the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eye, and the pride of life. We can overcome through Jesus Christ. Romans 13:14, put ye on the Lord Jesus Christ, and make not provision for the flesh to fulfill the lust thereof. Put on Jesus Christ in baptism. Walk in Christ. Live for Christ. Seek those things that are above. Look unto Christ and consider Christ each hour, so that we do not fall victim to the lust of the flesh. God, as He did so long ago, will save us from the enemy. Let us praise him and glorify him, and let us make certain that we do not forget him and turn back to lust. Talks from the Bible are brought to you by the Church of Christ at South Commerce Street in Somerville, Georgia.